Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I probably can't admit this to the other guests, but when I'm power ranking the guests, you know, for the lineup, Jen Say is always at the top of the list. And she's with us this afternoon, the founder and CEO of XXXY Athletics, to talk about some gender-affirming care nonsense and the like, which we often do. Jen, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me again.
I have to tell you just a quick story because I have, as you know, I'm a fan of the gear. And one of my favorite T-shirts is the gray T-shirt with the blue and the red logo on it. And I wear it all the time. And about 4 weeks ago, it went missing. And I'm like, where the heck is it? And I thought maybe it was in my hunting clothes because I went hunting. And then I thought it was mixed up in my wife's clothes. So a few days ago, I said something about it. I'm like, back to my wife. I'm like, I still cannot find it. And that was really, when I get frustrated like this, I can't get off it, right? My little angelic 10-and-a-half-year-old daughter comes out of the room and says, oh, is it this one that you're looking for? Yeah, I took that from you on purpose. And she was just trying to hide it from me. That devious little kid taking my XXXY gear, Jen Say. I don't even know how to react to that.
Well, you need to get more so everyone in the family can have one.
Well, you know what's funny about that is this is so true. Like, I'm the type of person, if I have something like that in my wardrobe and I do lose it, like if I leave it at a hotel, I order again. So it's not too far off the truth. All right, I was trying to explain this story to Sue and to the audience in the last hour, and I don't want to be too gross about it, but the fact of the matter is we have a video that went viral here a couple of days ago at Planet Fitness. I can't remember the location, where there is a man who is in a stall who is pleasuring himself, and you have this on video from the perspective that you see the shadow from the stall, right?
Yes. You can, yes. I'm trying to think of words I can say.
I know.
To you.
I get it.
Yeah, he was doing something that you shouldn't do in a public place, in the women's room or the men's room. I mean, let's be honest.
Yep.
You really want that in the men's room. But anyway, this is a man who claimed to be a woman who was in the stall doing his thing, and a young woman, teenager, called him out, and the whole thing was filmed, and he came out of the stall and was indignant, basically saying, I'm allowed to be here. What are you doing? You're basically, like, interfering with my time, with myself.
Well, and tried to deny his activity in the stall, which was going on for 20 minutes, and there's no doubt what was happening. I mean, that's indisputable.
Yeah. I think the whole thing is an encapsulation of the issue to some extent, and women needing their private spaces. Women need private spaces. We need spaces where we can be without men so that we can feel safe. That's not to say that all men are predators, but the idea that a male predator wouldn't take advantage of the idea of self-ID, which is the law in places like California, if you say you're a woman, you are, that he wouldn't take advantage of that to gain access to women is ludicrous. That's exactly what these men are doing, and that's what this guy was doing. That's what men who self-ID to get into women's prisons are doing.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling has highlighted that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. There was actually a great story yesterday published in The Hill about this, which I was kind of amazed in the Hill that they published it. So I highly recommend folks check that out. It's on my X feed. That just is blatantly, you know, men taking advantage of self-ID, the state going along, and then putting these predators. These are men who are in prison for sex crimes, being placed in cells with women and then raping them. The whole law, and, you know, the pushback on the left who defends it, they would say, like, well, those people aren't true trans. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm not the one that should have to decipher who legitimately thinks he's a woman and who's just claiming it so that he can get into the women's bathroom. Just no. Just keep the men out of our spaces. So, and who, I don't know what happened in this case with Planet Fitness, but Planet Fitness in the past has proven themselves to take the side of the men claiming to be women and to banish women who complain. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I don't know why it's always Planet Fitness. We had a situation here out in the Chesterfield area, West St. Louis County, where the same thing. And it was clearly a man who was trying to poke the bear. There was no doubt about it. He was trying to get attention, and he got attention. And luckily, I think they got him booted out of there. But it seems to be always Planet Fitness. All right, we are on the cusp of some pretty important cases going before the Supreme Court on some of these gender issues, correct? Does that kick off next week?
Yes. Opening oral arguments start on January 13th at 10 a.m. at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. There will be a rally on the steps of the Supreme Court. Many, many speakers. I will be one of them. These cases are monumental. This is a very important moment for the protection of women's rights. It's two cases being heard at the same time. Both of the states, one is Idaho and one is West Virginia, have laws on the books that protect women's sports. And in both instances, there are men in those states challenging the laws. So the reason this is so important is 27 states currently have laws on the books that protect women's sports. If we want those laws to remain on the books, we need to win these cases. Now, what will not happen if we win these cases is that the other 23 states that allow males to compete in women's sports, they'll still be allowed to do that. Right. This is the precedent that will be set, that the states can decide, and you know, not that the states who currently bar males from women's sports, they won't be. No one will be required or banned from doing anything. They can do what they want. But it's momentous. I mean, if we lose, it's really, really, really sets us back. We really, really go backwards, because if we lose, it becomes the law of the land that males will compete in women's sports everywhere and that states can't prevent it. So it's incredibly momentous. I think that we will win.
Yeah.
But again, even if we do, it's not solved in 23 states. And so I think, you know, my point that we have to continue to change the cultural conversation, that persists.
I think that, let me ask you this along those lines. So we've had, and I always point to, and I think if I'm not mistaken, it was 3 years ago this month that Jamie Reed came out with her piece. Was it 3 or 4 years, you know, right here in St. Louis, in the Free Press,
right,
about the situation at Children's Hospital in WashU. I always kind of call that a defining moment in all of this, because it gained a lot of attention. So as we start 2026, I think you would agree that we've had a lot of victories here in the last couple of years in particular on this front. But these cases, to your point, these cases really are important. I think the makeup of the court certainly favors a decision in our favor, but it will be interesting to watch.
Yeah. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important in terms of setting precedent. That said, I still think we need federal legislation. I think we need state legislation. And I think we need to change the cultural conversation. The culture is starting to shift. It is. There have been a few, I think, great examples in the last, 6 to 8 weeks. We had the op-ed by a professional women's soccer player saying women's soccer needs to be for women only. But just remember the backlash and the pushback she got. Her entire team did a press conference calling her a bigot. So that kind of discourages other women from doing the same thing. But then we had Sabalenka, the number one tennis player in the world in the women's category, recently said to Piers Morgan that she doesn't think it's fair for males to compete in women's sports. This was in advance of her Battle of the Sexes match, which she lost, not surprisingly, to a man ranked 671st in the world. But she said it. She said, I don't think it's fair. And then Sophie Cunningham, the WNBA player, recently
Mizzou.
Said,
she is a Mizzou player, by the way, University of Missouri.
Oh, she was. Yeah. I didn't know that. She recently said that a really, really strong eighth grade boys team would beat a WNBA team.
Yeah. I remember when she said that a few weeks ago. And those are the things that we've been saying for a long time. Well, listen, thanks for getting on here. I hope all is well.
Yeah.
Let's look at these Supreme Court cases. Happy New Year, Jen Say.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.